I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to cropmetcalf.com, join their team today. We head now to the BetQL guest hotline. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. They analyze every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access. Just download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. We say hello to Rick Snyder, 106.7 The Fan columnist. Hello, Rick.
How? If you lose me, I just want to know, you know, you might have saw my tweet, but Lurch was going to tell me a new food diet. Had a dream last night that he was had a whole new diet called, you know, popular foods thing, and he was going to teach me how to eat. And we went in his office, and I didn't finish the dream. So, Lurch, if you got anything good for me, let me know.
Lurch is.
I got some tuna fish. I had tuna fish for dinner last night.
Now, you know what Jason's secret is? And Jason's in good shape. Is Jason is like an intermittent faster by nature. He goes to bed at like 6 p.m., and then he doesn't eat until like after the show.
Well, my life has changed this spring because I'm coaching softball. So last night I got home from our game at 8:15, 8:20, and I had a tuna fish sandwich. Right, usually don't do that.
But generally speaking,
for the last 15 years, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, are you close to achieving the dream of companies sending you food to do reviews? I saw you saying that a cookie company apparently asked you to do a review.
Ooh, that is the dream.
Yeah, I'm going to be JP's daughter's thing, you know, crumble cookie time. And, you know, I don't know. They said, you want some? I said, yeah, I'm trying to actually lose some more weight. And, yeah, all right, I'll have one, you know, and then I'll just get the rest of the Lurch, I guess.
Right, right. Yeah, that'll work.
But right, you're doing the pizza bit, though, right?
Yeah, I do it once in a while. You know, you got to have a little bit of fun in life. You know, I've had, you know, health problems off and on over the years, but you know, I always say you want me to be like a big grizzly bear. You know, eat berries and salmon, drink stream water. Have you seen any skinny bears? They're all big guys.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm on fat bear promos.
Justin
or something,
Fields is
so.
Kind of a skinny bear.
Yeah, it's ridiculous sometimes, but that's a long conversation. Anyway.
All right, so tell
you
us.
You want to know who's buying the team, right?
Yeah, yeah. Give us a note. You said you have skinny, but you're not going to go out like that. I mean, what kinds of things are you hearing? Do you think you have, a good sense of which ownership group is going to ultimately pull this off?
Yeah, I mean, I was told by multiple sources that Snyder has picked who he wants. Now, you know, you still got a signed contract, and somebody else could back up the Brinks truck and derail it. That's why I don't want to sit here and go, it's so-and-so, and then watch it get derailed. And then I'll hear that for the rest of whatever. But, you know, he's focusing on one guy. But, you know, I think a lot of people are starting to figure out who it is. And, you know, suddenly you got other people coming in on deals. And it's still, I think it's going to go all the way to Sunday when the NFL meetings happen. I always thought it was going to go within 24 hours of that. It's going to be pushed to the brink. and then it'll happen around Sunday.
So you don't think there's anything that's been signed yet? There's some sort of agreement in place?
No, I don't think there's that at all.
Okay, and then what are we supposed to make of when you hear a name like Magic Johnson thrown into the mix? Is that a desperate ploy by a rival group that's on the outside looking in? Or is it just slow information leaking of what appears to be potentially the winning bidder?
Probably the latter. You know, I don't think I could see how you think it's a desperate move.
Yeah.
But also it's a way to increase the bid. And in terms of how, you know, you have a minority candidate there that comes in on this too, which the NFL would like. So I don't see it as a desperate move at all. I mean, and it's hard though. You know, as a minority buyer, let's say the thing goes for $6 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Right, if you're at 10%, you're doing $600 million. If you're doing 1%, you're doing $60 million. Who wants to give up $60 million for 1% of a team?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to kind of rationalize these other guys coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Magic's been involved in stuff before. He's got other sports teams. I guess he's got a lot of money. So he would be fun. I mean, if Josh Harris is the winner, he's not a talker. He's not a front man at all. He's not Uncle Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can put other people in front of the cameras, too.
Is Jeff Bezos still in play?
Not as much as I would have guessed, but I wouldn't rule it out completely. I mean, never can. But I've never gotten the real sense that Bezos was all in on getting this team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just don't. I know fans would love him because they love the money. But let me just remind them all, they love Snyder's money, and that didn't exactly work out either.
Right.
You know, the early years, he just wants to win. He's got money. Yeah, I didn't do anything. So it's who can make the RFK thing come happen. I think Bezos or Harris can both make that happen.
Right.
Yeah, you know, that's more important than anything. Who can afford a new stadium? Well, you know, the more they spend on a new stadium, the more your tickets are going to be. So careful what you wish for there, too.
What about this random theory? And I obviously this is not going to happen. But what if Dan decided, you know what? I'm going to try to fight for this. I'm going to sign Lamar Jackson. I'm going to sign him to a $250 million deal or whatever, not to screw the NFL, but because I want him and I want a stadium in D.C. Could that save the franchise for him? Would that be enough? If he signed Lamar Jackson, would that be enough to fill a stadium and to get him a stadium deal?
No, and all I can say is boats sink every day. You know, some I just read a story where a whale knocked a boat into the ocean. So
what does that mean? I'm not following you.
Well, what I'm saying, there's no way Dan's getting out of this thing. You know, the NFL is not going to let him out of this thing. I don't care what he does. He can say free everything. It's not happening.
Right.
You know,
this so is it, done. There's nothing he can do. Yeah. It's over.
Pretty much. And I think they've come to the realization, he and his wife, that they kind of were ready to go too. You know, maybe they didn't want to be in the earlier of the process, but I think they are now. And, you know, you embrace the next sector of your life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of the fact that they both have separate jets? Are they living separate lives? Marriage counselor.
Well, you know,
Rick Snyder. I mean, honestly, what is just your guess? I mean, you don't know, but what is your guess?
Yeah. You know, I was telling Tanya last night over dinner. Where's Dan? I mean, How am I supposed to know this? I think they're insanely rich and can afford this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So are they living separate lives? I don't know. That's a little bit out of my reach.
Right.
At least on the radio it is. You're going to call
me
later.
All right. So what you're saying without saying it is it appears to you and from what you've heard that Harris is the leading guy. That Bezos is on the outside looking in. You're a little surprised by that. The Fertitta thing, that was like a day or two. That doesn't look like that's real.
Hey, what happened to Michael Jordan?
Yeah, what do you make of that rumor?
And I kind of looked at that one, too, and it's like, wait a minute, is this what Magic is, you know, to a group?
Right.
Is he coming in like that? He's selling the Bobcats? And
right.
I think the timing was more coincidental than anything. I'm not hearing anything on that.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is a very difficult story because people involved are not sports people. They're high finance people, and they don't talk to sports people. You know, it's not like I can bring them up. You know, you really got to back channel so much of this. on there. Your summation of mine, those are your words, I'll say, instead of mine. I always thought Fertitta might have a real chance, and I'd say it's still out there. But, you know, I think there's a front runner, and I think the deal is going to be made there. But anything, I guess, can happen in the final days, because if you don't have a signed deal, anything can still happen.
What do you know about the other guy, Rails? Do you know much about that guy?
Just from what people have told me. You know, he also seems like a pretty private guy, but he seems like a decent guy. And the best part of him is he's done a lot of favors for D.C. and the D.C. government. So if he's there looking at that RFK deal, too, you know, this is the guy they know. The RFK deal, though, was suddenly the mayor's number two is suddenly gone. He's the guy that was doing stuff like stadiums. Uh-huh. It's like, wow, what happened there? You know, we now know what happened there, but how does that change things? Who's now taking over that situation? That could delay things a little, but probably not much. I mean, hey, day one, when whoever gets the keys to the Commanders, just call up the mayor's office and say, when you're ready to talk about RFK, I'm right here.
Right.
And I think they can get it done, but it's going to take some creativity.
Rick, what sort of campaign does Ron need to have in 2023 to have a chance at surviving the new ownership regime moving in?
Sort of like Norv did, make the playoffs this year. Yeah, because you know Dan wanted to get rid of Norv, and Norv won the NFC East, so he couldn't do it for a year. I think it's the same thing. You know, I think the front office is looking at big changes. The coaching staff, I think they'll give the year, and then we'll see.
Well, what do you think the chances of them make the playoffs are?
Ooh, 50-50 probably at best.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. It's up to Sam Howell in a way. Looked good on a video the other day in the park. Seen those before.
Yeah. Right. We saw that with Haskins, right? When Haskins was out.
The one I saw Howell throw yesterday, it must have been like an 80-yarder down some park. You know, it was like, wow.
Right.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I mean, they got him some help blocking. That should help. The enemy, hopefully he figures the guy out and uses him right. Maybe they get, you know, maybe Logan Thomas comes back. I mean, all these maybes, but if the maybes pan out, this is a halfway decent team. You know, they went 8-8-1 with this past group.
Right.
Changing everything. They could win 10 games. I mean, I'd like to see the schedule and how it pans out. But
well, you know the opponents.
Yeah, but when do you see them? You know, that's part of it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the beginning of the season and the end of the season are two different years. Literally, so you know, you try and guess now, but everything changes because of injuries and all.
Mm-hmm.
But right. I think they could be a wild card team.
Do you think that Brissett can beat out Howell to start week one?
That's a good question. I'd say it's possible. I mean, just because you told Howell, listen, you're number one, but oh, wait a minute, we just got this guy. so there's no obligations in the NFL. And if they feel that Brissett is the right guy to go, then you absolutely go that way and say, sorry, man, we wanted to give you the chance, but things change. That's sports.
So you think it's a real – see, I think the fix is in.
Which way?
I think the fix is in for Howell.
He thinks Howell
because the upside is unknown. I feel like with Brissett, you kind of know what you got. You got a capable guy, but nothing special. He can play well, but he's not – you know, there's no real huge upside there. The how, it's the unknown that's intriguing.
Right.
Okay, I agree on both those points.
Yeah.
But if he goes out there and lays an egg in the preseason, then I think they may get desperate. I see, you know, they all know what's at stake this year. There's no more messing around.
Yeah.
So with the coaching staff. So if they really think Howell's off to a bad start, but he'd have to, you know, as little as Ron plays him in the preseason, you know, it's hard to show that. So I would expect Howell to be an opening day starter. It wouldn't shock me if they go the other way.
Well, one other question real quick. And, Jason, you can answer this maybe as well as Rick can because, you know, you've been following this Josh Harris guy a little bit. What's Harris's track record with coaches? Does he mow through coaches? Like,
yeah,
takes with the Devils, with the Sixers? What's his track record?
I don't know the Devils' history, but, I mean, generally NHL coaches get churned through at a high rate.
Everywhere. I know that's the general thing.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
I'd have to go back and look
there.
On that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I looked at it at one point. He went through a few coaches in a short period of time.
He has.
Which is, yeah. So I could see him making a move. I mean, you know, $6 billion. He's going to want something sexy next year too. They've got to do some big things in the next 3 years to when they open a new stadium, whenever that is, and all. It's going to cost a fortune to go to games.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if this team is going to the Super Bowl, would you pay that money? Yeah, you'd pay it. You wouldn't want to, but you would. If they stink, you're not paying it. And suddenly you got a $3 billion white elephant sitting half empty. So they've got to get the interest up in the next few years, and that means getting some more high-profile players and winning some games.
Yep. All right, Rick, hopefully your tech situation improves throughout the day. We'll talk to you again soon. It's Rick Snyder, 106.7 The Fan columnist, and now a YouTube star. Go check him out on YouTube as well. Thanks, Rick.
See you, Ricky.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
At Snide underscore remarks on your Twitter. When we come back, we're going to invite Savannah McCann into the studio. She does updates here on 106.7 The Fan.
Nice.
She's going to fill the audience in on something that she cannot do. And it may blow your mind when you hear it. So
what do you mean? Can you tease me?
Yeah, I'm teasing.
Give me a better tease.
I'm teasing right now. That is the
something
tease.
She cannot
something
do.
Something she can't do that most people her age
can do
relatively easily.
You mean like touch her toes or something like that?
Maybe. You'll have to find out.
Yeah, you're going to have to stay tuned to find out, Rick. That's the whole tease.
Okay.
How did this come about? How did we find out that she can't
we'll
do
you.
This?
We'll yeah. explain it.
We'll tell you next.
They don't want to tell us anything.
We'll do that next here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Junks, live on 106.7 The Fan and on TV on NBC Sports Washington. Might want to check in on the TV side as we have an in-studio guest. It's Savannah McCann. She does updates here on 106.7 The Fan. Welcome in. It's good to see you.
Savannah
McCann
is not a fan of Matt Painter and Purdue since Purdue eliminated her from the Survivor pool.
Unbelievable. Ruined my St. Patrick's Day.
She was very salty.
Crushed your soul.
Where did Savannah McCann go to college?
American.
You went to AU.
She's an AU Eagle, I believe.
An Eagle.
Proud AU Eagle.
Once an Eagle,
good.
Always an Eagle.
Very good.
And is she like, honestly, I'm just, are you like a baseball guru? Are you like, you're like, that's your thing, right?
That's my thing, yeah. I worked for Baseball America as my full-time job.
Right.
Just hang out with you guys.
Oh, you're a seam head. You're full-blown
seam head. How long have you been doing that?
I covered the Nationals in 2019 with NBC Sports Washington. Got hooked on baseball and been moving around ever since MLB, Baseball America.
Where'd you grow up? See, now we're going to work our way towards a game for the three junkies that do not know what she cannot do.
That's correct.
All right.
But we're trying to kind of get to know Savannah first. Where did you grow up? What high school?
I grew up in Pittsburgh.
Oh, you're Pittsburgh girl.
You're a
so
Yinzer.
Pittsburgh to
I'm
AU.
A Yinzer.
A Yinzer amongst us. Pens fan?
So maybe it's like
huge
a word Pens she can't
fan,
say.
Pens
fan, that hurts.
Cakes is so Pavlovian. Anytime anybody says Pittsburgh, he immediately says Yinzer. Every time.
Yeah, it's part of the Pittsburgh brand.
You still have family up there, I assume? Parents up there?
I do. My whole family's up there.
Yep.
She's from the state of PA just like you, Jason.
I am. I'm from Dolphin County, Harrisburg.
Right.
I will say something nice about Pittsburgh.
Go ahead.
When I went for my son's visit, he visited Pitt, and when I went for the Winter Classic, I found it to be a relatively fun city.
I visited there once.
It's a cool city. I've been there a bunch. It's a cool city.
Yeah.
I think the Pamonte brothers or whatever.
Pamonte brothers.
I think it's a little overrated, but whatever.
Oh, it is.
Savannah, when you're in your cave,
yes.
Like there are many days when you do your updates, I don't even see you.
Correct.
How often do you emerge from the cave?
Probably once an hour to get water, and then that's about it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
she stays in there.
Yeah.
Like she's
no,
a
but
she,
there's a production studio. You start here before we're on the air because you have to do stuff for Bloomberg.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they do the updates. They tape them all for Bloomberg Radio, and you do the updates here. But, I mean, this is the first time I saw her today. Had you seen her today?
No.
Yeah.
I usually just check in and say hi to her.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah, I do. I check in and say hi
I've never checked.
Sometimes I'll offer...
I don't mean to be rude.
I don't check in either.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Food. I'll offer food.
You offer food?
Haven't I done that?
Of course.
Well, like
that's why he's my favorite.
What? Extra something you
don't, no, no. Sometimes if we have stuff delivered,
you just glossed over that. She said that Jason's her favorite.
Well,
I mean,
because I'm the friendly. Well, true. It's the food thing.
Maybe that.
Who's your favorite of the two producers? They're both Matt's. Now, this might be tough.
I don't think I have one. They both make conversation with me. They get to know me a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I
no.
haven't really done that.
Neither have I.
I've done it a little bit. Like, where I run into sometimes
in the cafeteria
from time to time. But now, it's very small talky.
So is that bad?
No.
Like, do you have
it's
a
normal,
negative?
Because like she said, she hasn't done it with
is this
us.
A, do you have a negative perception of, like, me?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
I will say, because I work from home all the time, I'm able to do my full-time job in my cave. So I'm kind of double-dipping on jobs while I'm here. So that's why you guys don't see me.
You have extra revenue streams. No one here is going to hate on you for that.
Exactly. I'm an entrepreneur.
I
shouldn't have admitted that. You got to tell the people, the bosses here, you're 100% laser-focused on your job.
Yeah, 100%. I am.
She is.
Like 75% of the time, I'm 100% focused on this.
Right. All right. Well, I just want to make sure, because I'll see you, and we normally, like, I'll do like a smile.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I also listen to your guys' bits, and I think I love country music. So
we knew that.
So we have country music we can talk about.
Yeah.
I like baseball. We can
talk
about baseball.
Endlessly about baseball.
Yeah,
you like to wager. You obviously like to wager a little bit.
I do.
You got in the Survivor
I dabble
pool.
In sports betting. We can
Were
talk
you
about
a
that.
Softball player?
No.
You might. You just why'd you grow up loving? Do you love baseball? I'm assuming.
Not growing up. It's a very new love.
Mm. Oh, yes. Really?
I was in the camp of it's slow, it's boring. You know.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah, lots of math involved.
All right, I want your Nats breakdown, because we're just assuming it's going to be dreadful, 55 wins, something awful
I'm
like
gonna
that.
I'm going to bet the under today.
What? No, don't bet the under.
Really?
Don't bet the under on season wins?
Yeah, I think it's going to be better than expected, but not good. It's not going to be good.
Right.
So what is better than expected? Like maybe
65?
Yeah,
wins.
Maybe 65.
65, so only lose 97 times or whatever.
But I think 55 is a little low.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
there's a few people on the roster that have a chance to break out. I still have belief in Lane Thomas and his bat, and I think Dom Smith might have a resurgence of a season. So,
you are very positive.
Yeah. It's not going to be good. It's not going to be pretty, and I don't want people saying, oh, my gosh, this girl has no idea what she's talking about.
Savannah Rizzo.
Do you talk to Ryan Clary then? You know,
we've had conversations,
because Ryan's like got a Nats podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was very down on Jackson Rutledge. He thinks
he is so incorrect, and I will debate him. Yes, I think Jackson Rutledge still has a chance. And coming out of spring training, scouts are saying that he still looks like a number two starter.
Really?
Yes.
See? You're that nerd.
All right.
All right. So what else should we know about Savannah McCann? You said before that you're 5 feet one inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something she can't do.
Yeah, because I was joking. Right, there's a lot of things she can't do. She can't dunk.
All right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but like commonplace things.
Yeah.
Is it something that we all can do?
I believe so.
Yes, I'm pretty sure everybody.
But there's
a you already know what it is?
I know what it is.
How does Cakes know?
Because he was in the conversation.
He chit-chatted with me.
Yes. It developed into me knowing.
Oh, this is something that happened this morning you found out?
No, this is a few weeks ago.
Okay.
This has been in the pipeline for 2 weeks.
They want us to guess. I have no idea what to guess.
All right. Can you give me some background? Drabby, give me some background. Like what?
Something we all can do, but she cannot do.
Is it like
a word
she can't pronounce?
Oh, I think I know what it is.
Do you have
I don't know. I just
have
a guess.
Do trouble saying Josh Harris?
Is that just write it down. Just write it down. Come on. Just like when some donk hillbilly calls.
All right.
I don't even know what to call it.
Just
I wrote it down.
Hand it to me, and I will
something
read it.
Something that I can do that she can't do. Well, I could pee and stand. You know what I mean? Pee standing up.
Like I said, it's not something like that. Like, she can't dunk a basketball. She can't commit. I mean, there's a million things you can't do.
I know. But, like, something I could do. You can't dunk a basketball either.
I'll say this. This is something that 99% of adults can do.
Yes.
Well, I feel good about my
I would think.
Now. I feel
so it's
good
not
about
dunking
my guess.
A basketball.
No. Somehow we're stuck on dunking.
Yeah.
So is it like a balance thing or something?
Write it down, Ricky.
Just write something.
I will say I danced my whole life.
So you have good balance.
The dancer. Okay.
I don't know if that helps or hinders.
All right.
Just adding that in there.
I mean,
Jason. I mean, what? They're giving us no context.
All right. This is probably so
she
stupid.
Can't,
what? Right, I wrote it down.
Can't Savannah do?
I mean, I don't know. How many push-ups can Cakes do?
My money would be on Savannah.
I bet Cakes could do a close. I bet you guys would be very close in push-ups.
I could do probably 45 or 50, and then I'd tap out.
Okay. He can do 45
I don't even think I get 45 or 50.
I don't think Case can do 45 yeah, push-ups.
Do 45 like legit 50, push-ups? You're a baller.
I mean, I could rip them out right now.
Hold on. I said that you guys would be similar. Like, he was Jonan. I bet it would be close.
It's fine.
I think it's all good. I think this is what Savannah can't do is something that you learn in your life at some point, and you always
well,
have.
Well, then my
can I just say what my guess was?
All right, hold on.
We handed it to Cakes.
We're going
to
go around. All right. I'll read them off.
All right, I'm going to say, this is so dumb. All right, I wrote something down.
All right, hand me your sheet. I'll go through them.
And you can't even read it.
All right, Eric Bickle's guess is something in Spanish.
Count to ten in Spanish.
Well, I'm going to guess. Most Americans can't count to ten in Spanish.
After six, I'm out.
You don't know siete?
I
thought that was something.
I don't know nine or ten.
There's no way you're right.
That's actually not a bad guess.
Thank you.
All right, Jason's guess is that she's colorblind.
That's fairly common.
So she can't see a color?
That's way more than...
He said 99%.
I know. That's
yeah, yeah, once he said that, I knew it was
it's
wrong.
It's way
yeah.
less than 99%. There's more than 1% colorblind.
I can see color.
JP's guess, Savannah McCann cannot ride a bike.
McCann't.
Hold on. Is that true?
Is that it?
That's it.
Winner! Silly Reed.
Savannah McCann cannot ride a bike.
So I was right with you. She's not balanced. Hold on. You don't have balance? You know, I can ride a unicycle.
She probably has never been on a bike.
Why bragging now? Unicycle.
I can ride a unicycle.
Yeah, rub it in.
You're cycle shaming her.
Hold on. If you want me to teach you how to ride a bike, I can teach
When's
you.
When's the last time, though, you've been on a unicycle?
2-3 years.
Really?
Yeah,
it's
we
been
borrowed
that
a neighbor's.
Recent?
We had borrowed a neighbor's. All right, hold
Your
on.
Neighbor has a unicycle? Move immediately.
All right, hold on.
I thought you didn't know any neighbors. No, now you know a neighbor's got a unicycle.
You live next to the Ringling Brothers?
They live in another neighborhood.
All right. Did I win money?
No, there's no money. Hold on.
Give me some props on that one.
Tried to ride a bike and failed?
Yes. So when I was younger, I did the thing you're not supposed to. I fell off and I didn't get back on.
Oh, so you're just scared of a bike.
And then in high school, my friends made fun of me.
Yeah, so you tried to learn.
So
which they should do.
Right.
Yeah. So you shut it down.
So they got me on the top of a hill and said, just pedal down. You can't mess this up. To which then I fell at the bottom of the hill.
Well, now
said,
you've been totally traumatized.
Right. Mm. So I've just avoided it my entire life.
I know how to. You guys know this, right?
Yeah.
Did you tell her the hack? Did you tell her my hack?
No, we've been waiting for you.
Okay. So I can teach you how to ride a bike in 20 seconds, and you won't be traumatized. 100%.
Okay.
We're just going to go on grass, and you're just going to ride the bike in, like, literally in 10 seconds, because you're going to, if you fall, you're not going to hurt yourself, right? That's how we teach our kids. You just do it on grass.
The hill was probably grass.
Do you actually?
No. She probably went on the street. You didn't ride on grass, did you?
No, it was a big grass hill.
It was a grass hill?
Yeah, I grew up in like the country outside of Pittsburgh. So,
Oh, that was a big hill. Well, that's also a big deal.
Like going down a hill, that seems silly to me.
Might not have been steep.
Is this something you really want to learn?
Well, so it has started to hinder me as an adult because the reason this came up is because I live in Navy Yard, so I used to walk to work in the morning. But I get here at 4 a.m.
It's a little dicey.
Yeah. It's gotten a little dicey walking.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
No, you can't do that.
So
you
want to
ride a bike.
Well, so I started Ubering, but Ubering to work.
It's expensive.
Half a mile is expensive.
Yeah,
yes.
Dumb.
It's a waste of money.
How about a scooter?
Well, I haven't tried a scooter because I'm so afraid of the bike. Yeah, so now it's really starting to impact my daily life.
What time do you get here each morning when you're doing our show?
4:05.
Valdez, why don't you get here a little earlier and pick her up?
I was going to say I'd pick you up, but I don't get here until about 5:30.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. All right, so we have a real
problem.
She just
want to get the car with the stranger.
So you don't think you can learn? So you literally think if we took you onto a grassy knoll area, you don't think you could learn?
I'm willing to try. Like, I Peloton could all the time, and that's half of it, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
But you're not going anywhere, but sure.
No, but
so when is the last time?
So she has
how
like
old
a phobia.
Are you?
I'm 25.
25. When is the last time you tried?
Probably 15 or 16.
Ooh. So it's been a decade.
Yeah.
But you Peloton. I would think if you Peloton, you can do it.
That's you're not. There's
what are you
zero
doing?
We
go
balance.
On vacation. Half of the people like ride bikes around with our vacation.
I've never rode a bike on a vacation.
Do you rollerblade?
No.
Have you ever ice skated?
Like a couple times in middle school.
Hold on, you were a dancer.
I was a dancer.
So she got, there's 100%.
She'll be fine. She just hasn't done it.
She's traumatized. She has PTSD.
Why don't you come down here to the Navy Yard this weekend and teach her?
Yeah.
You just claimed you could do it in 20 seconds.
I actually think I could. I could. Well, I just do it during a commercial break. Let's just go outside.
That's what we were thinking, that we'd bring in a bike. And you'd teach her during the show.
Right, but there's no grass around here.
Can she learn
from the concrete jungle here?
There's no grass.
We have a remote thing now, right, that'll work.
Just go to Nationals Park, but they let us out on the grass.
There's a park over there by Five
Guys. No, but here's what she needs to learn. Not on a 10-speed that's too high, too big. You know what I mean?
It's a mountain bike, some sort of
a mongoose.
I would try with a smaller bike. And plus, she's a small person.
Yeah.
I would get her.
She's a tiny dancer. 5'1".
I would get her like a kid's bike.
Kind of kids, like an 8-year-old's bike.
Yeah. Why don't you borrow the unicycle? Take it to another level.
I mean, she has to really respect
Can you imagine
me
her unicycling to work?
Yeah. Let's give her two wheels, please, not just one.
And Kate's bike.
Kate has a slightly, it's like a adult size. But Kate is small. How tall are you?
5'1".
He's about 5'4". But okay, I could try.
Yeah, just put this
it's
down.
A mountain bike, though.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That'll work.
It's all good.
You've bragged about your coaching ability.
Where would you go?
Where would I go? Where's the park?
Where's the closest grass?
The Ryan Zimmerman Field.
Any grass right here?
No.
Is there a patch?
Over by the ice skating rink.
Okay, she needs about 50 yards. Is there 50 yards?
I don't know. 50 yards of grass?
Maybe.
I mean, all I'm going to do
is across the street at Zimmerman Field.
I'm not going to touch your butt. Yeah. I'm going to hold this seat, and then I'm going to push you, and you're just going to pedal away, and then you're going to figure out how to ride a bike.
That's what my friend said, and I fell off down the hill.
Maybe she's just really bad at riding bikes.
But going down the hill is like traumatic. That's like a really hard thing.
Yeah, you got to be on a flat surface.
A flat surface on the grass, and if you fall, you're not going to hurt yourself.
Okay.
Well, I'll get you a helmet.
Yeah.
Did you have a helmet?
Oh, you definitely
got to
get a helmet.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
You definitely got to get a helmet.
Yeah, I need a helmet.
You want knee pads?
Kind of.
Yeah, all the pads.
I don't think this will be difficult.
Are you excited? You finally get to put all your smack talk into work here.
Listen, people know it's a great hack. Children can learn this. Now, she's dealing with a phobia, though. She's got, like, real... Do you have other, like, anxiety issues?
Nah.
Are you sure that's the only one? That's your biggest
one?
You're
afraid of bikes?
Just bikes.
Okay.
Bikes and raccoons.
I think I can cure.
Hey, are you going to get like a little creeper? Because it's almost like you're teaching your daughter again.
No, I don't even think. But I will take pride.
It'll be like your Jordan Davis song
I'll
or
be
whatever.
Stunned.
Yeah.
But again, she got a mental thing here that I don't know that I can conquer. But maybe
she's got like the yips.
Yeah, she's got bike yips.
She's got biker yips.
Chuck Knoblauch.
But back when you were 15, you weren't doing Peloton.
I was not Pelotoning then.
So she's hell yeah, it helps.
Is there anybody else?
Help? She's zero balance.
She's pedaling all the time.
Is there anybody else in your family that can't ride bikes?
Yeah, is it genetic?
I don't think I've ever seen my parents ride a bike, but we weren't like
genetic.
Can we review the bad guesses again?
Yeah, call them on. EBs just cannot count from 1 to 10, and that's fine.
Like I thought everybody could do that. You can't do that. You can only get up to seis.
Siete now. Now you're reminding me what seven was. Ocho.
Ocho. Yes. I mean, you could
great
Ocho.
I bet you could have done.
Nueve and.
Yes.
I would have botched Diaz.
We'll try to get this together. We'll try to get this bit together. It's basically
are you here
season.
All week? Or
twice
just
a week?
Just Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Okay. All right, we can try tomorrow if you want.
I wonder if Adam Pohl can ride a bike.
We'll ask every update person. Heisty?
Heisty's dicey.
I'm joking. Savannah,
what can't you do?
Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. That's
thank
Savannah.
You, Savannah.
Thanks
we'll do
in
this.
Advance.
We'll do this.
And it's out east to have their Savannah McCant ride a bike. PVI Office Furniture. They've been servicing the DMV since 1992. The showroom in Frederick, Maryland is awesome. Go check it out today. They're open 6 days a week with both new and used solutions that fit any budget, in stock, quick delivery on everything you see in the showroom. So don't wait. Get out to Frederick today. Find out why PVI Office Furniture has been the DMV's go-to office furniture resource for 30 years. Fast delivery, excellent service, business grows with PVI. Visit PVIPVI.com for more information today. Thanks again to the Washington Capitals for sending over the 802, the Great Chase t-shirts that JP and I are wearing right now on NBC Sports Washington. Lots going on at Capital One Arena tonight prior to the Caps-Columbus Blue Jackets game. They'll be honoring Ovi passing Gordie Howe at 802 on the all-time goal scoring list. There's a lot of great pregame ceremonies going on. Ted Leonsis, Dick Patrick, Ovi's family will be on the ice honoring him. Fans also get an opportunity to grab a special Ovechkin goal counter bobblehead. There's an Ovechkin-themed throne on the 100-level concourse that you can, I believe, take pictures around tonight. Mm-hmm. A lot of Ovi activations inside the arena. And Grant and Danny are broadcasting live from Capital One Arena tonight. They'll be there from 2 until 6:45. On the main concourse.
Very cool.
Yes.
Thank you to the Washington Capitals. I don't know that I have many red t-shirts. So now I have a nice red t-shirt. One.
There you have it.
That means one's going to leave my drawers today.
Mm-hmm.
That's are you really going to do
one
that?
One in, one out.
100%.
So you go into your closet and you fold that one up and you take one out. And
I have t-shirts in one drawer and I will.
Will you throw it away or give it to Goodwill?
No, I'll give it to Goodwill. I go to Goodwill probably once a week. I go to Goodwill all the time.
That sounds like my wife. My wife does that about once a week.
I feel like we still have too much stuff. My daughter has too much
stuff.
You're
probably right.
We just have too much stuff. Some of it's been inherited. I still haven't gotten rid of or sold. I have these fancy crystals that will probably never be used that I was convinced that I had to take from my mom's house. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do? We have three sets of china. Three sets of china. I wanted to bring up, I thought this was kind of interesting. You know, we talk about Aaron Rodgers and who knows when the deal is going to get done with the Jets, if it ever gets done. But it came out that he got pissed at Adam Schefter. And Adam Schefter finally told his side of the story. And he was on, I guess, Trey Wingo's podcast or show. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that ESPN was going live from 3 to 5 p.m. on free agency. And everybody was saying that Aaron Rodgers to the Jets was done. So he said, we're on the air for 2 hours. I call the Jets. I call the Pack. I call Rodgers' advisors. No one's saying anything. Schefter continues, so I'm sitting there on set with Diana Rossini. Should I text Rogers? She said, yeah, text him. At 3:35, I texted him. I say, basically, have you informed the Jets that you'd like to play there? I wanted to open it up to you. He didn't respond for maybe 10 minutes. So then I called the number, got sent to voicemail. Then he texts me, lose my number. Good try, though.
Then he texts me all. Instead of texted?
Yeah.
He texts me?
That's what he said.
He's talking in current tense. Texts me.
Oh, so he did
so
put the S
what
there.
Pushed him over the edge was the phone
Dina
call.
Dina wouldn't say that.
He tried to call Aaron Rodgers.
That
so
just tilted
I thought that
him.
Was interesting. The tilt from the phone call from Adam Schefter. I just think Rodgers, I mean, it's kind of known, he's ornery. He's, I don't think Adam Schefter did anything that terrible.
I don't think he did anything wrong, no. I don't know. I mean, that's what reporters do. I had a reporter 2 weeks ago, I never told you guys about this, who was hitting me up, and he was poke, and I said, sorry, I can't talk about that for reasons.
Prodding you.
I just can't talk about it. Mm-hmm. It was about something that, you know, a lot of people have interest in something that we know about. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, okay, completely understand. And then he wrote, sounds juicy though. And he just kept poking me. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know, he obviously was trying to open up the lines of communication.
He
wanted you to ask the right question.
He wanted me to keep giving him more. And I said one other thing. I said, yeah, I just, you know, that's something I'm talking about. He goes, yeah, I bet you got a great story. You know, and he just kept, and then finally I just had to just ignore the guy.
Right.
So that's kind of what Schefty was doing.
Mm.
I get it.
It's poking the bear.
Yeah.
7 p.m. tonight, EB. There's your reminder. World Baseball Classic, United States
that's
against Japan.
You think he's going to remember?
We should, have had Savannah remind him.
Savannah, she's
the seam head.
You know, and bring your bike, stupid.
I didn't know she was such a big baseball nerd. Something new I learned about her
today. Are we going to do this tomorrow? You're going to have to remind me because I'm going to have to take the wheel off the bike. I'm going to try to shove it in the car. Like, that's going to be a pain in the butt. Just so you know.
Right now, we're planning on doing it tomorrow.
All right, where? You need to scout.
Right across the street at Zimmerman Field. I mean, there's tons of grass, or just use the baseball field.
It might be locked. I don't know.
I'm not wandering around the city with a nice bike.
Right over here, next to this, across from the Circa.
Oh, that's right.
It's a big grassy area.
That's what you were talking about, right?
Where they put I wasn't, but that's
right near the big yard sign.
Yeah, but it's right there.
Yeah. It's like half a mile.
But is it a knoll? He wants a grassy knoll.
It's a flat, grassy area. That's all I got.
You figure out the engineering of it?
We'll figure it out, yeah.
Yeah, all right. And we'll do video. It'll be a whole bit.
Always.
It's going to be an immersive experience.
Got to be video.
I'll teach you how to ride a bike. Nothing. It's butt easy.
Hopefully she stays upright.
I mean, who teaches someone? That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Just go down the hill?
Well, I mean...
You know,
that doesn't sound right.
You know what? She was getting taught by a bunch of yinzers. Didn't teach me.
It's a sink or swim thing. It's like throwing your kid into the pool.
I'm more interested in Giggs' 45 push-ups.
Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here. We're done for the day. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.